Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's edition of the Disney Dining Show. I'm your host, Pete Werner, joined at the table this week by my good friends, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
And Mr. Charles Boda.
Hello.
All right, so in today's episode, we're going to talk about the Liberty Tree Tavern at the Magic Kingdom. We had an opportunity to eat there a few days ago, actually right before the start of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. But before we get into any more, we're going to show you a little package of our experience. So here you go. Hey everybody, we are here at the Liberty Tree Tavern in Liberty Square at the Magic Kingdom. I won't say this is one of my most favorite restaurants. I like it. I always look forward to it. But the food is usually kind of hit or miss. So I'm excited to see what it is today. If you're not familiar with it, the menu is pretty simple. It's sort of family style. It's all you can eat. You're going to get turkey, pot roast, carved pork, mashed potato stuffing, cranberry relish, things like that. It includes salad, some bread, and also dessert. So let's check it out and see how it is. All right. Okay, so we have just finished our dinner here at the Liberty Tree Tavern. And as I mentioned, it was pot roast, turkey, pork with a mojo rub, which was absolutely delicious, but if not a little out of theme. Like mojo rub in a restaurant that is serving classic American fare, but I'll overlook it because it was absolutely, for me, the best thing on the plate. Stuffing, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes, green beans, and it comes with a brown turkey gravy. This is all $34.99 per adult. And I will tell you that the mac and cheese I was not impressed with. It was almost like a plastic mac and cheese. And the mashed potatoes were just average. The pot roast was delicious. The pork was, like I said, the best thing on there. Stuffing was good. Turkey was okay. Cranberry sauce I love. They have their own recipe here, which is so simple to make. And I make it for every Thanksgiving now. The string beans were fresh and crisp. They were almost like they were steamed or fried, not boiled to them into their life. So I gotta tell you, I'm really happy with it. I thought it was good, very good. One thing that I'm really disappointed about, that I was just told by our server, is that they are no longer giving out recipes for whatever you want. So I asked, because that mojo rub on the pork was amazing, and I asked for the recipe for it, because they always give them. Well, he told me they no longer do that, because what they used to do was take these recipes, send them to a test kitchen, because obviously the recipes they have in their kitchen are for, like, you know, making mass quantities of it. They would send it to a test kitchen and come up with a recipe to make it, you know, for you, for us. They no longer do that. So this is apparently one of the things they, I guess, cost cutting. So it's really, really nice job on that, Disney. Really nice job. Very disappointed.
This is one of my favorite restaurants to come around this time of year in November, December, to get that Thanksgiving, Christmas type of classic food that you can have. This was a good experience, not a great experience, mostly because I love good mac and cheese, and I had kind of forgotten that the mac and cheese here is just all right. But that being said, the pot roast was really delicious. The green beans had like a garlic, I think, on them. They were delicious. I know Pete and Charles didn't love the mashed potatoes, but I actually really liked them. And the gravy looked really overly gelatinous, but it actually tasted delicious. So overall, I'm very happy with the meal. It wasn't my favorite experience here, but I mean, I can't complain.
Okay, so I probably look a little bit worn down and miserable, even though I'm really content. And that's because this is an all-you-can-eat kind of place, and you don't have to use it that way. But I don't have the willpower not to use it that way. So most of the things are, you know, the traditional American, you know, like, foods and, you know, more towards the Thanksgiving-style meal, and I love that. But I was about to go like walk around and try and hit attractions and stuff, it would be very difficult. So I don't know if this place is great for people without a lot of willpower or for really cheap people like me who really like to take advantage of what any all-you-can-eat style restaurant. That being said, everything was pretty good. A few of the things were surprising. A couple of the meats, the pot roast was good, the pork was great. A few things kind of dropped the ball. But, I mean, generally, if you like this type of food, that, you know, like Thanksgiving American type of meal, then you're going to enjoy it. You're not going to be incredibly surprised. As far as whether it's worth it, though, I definitely would say so. Just like, just because you can eat as much as you want does not mean you have to. I'm saying this to myself, not so much to you, so.
Okay, so for dessert, they've gone away from the apple cranberry dessert that they used to have at dinner to the ooey gooey cake that they used to serve at lunch. Oh my God, it's so good. Delicious. This is a like a blondie brownie with ice cream and chocolate and nuts, and oh my God, it is so good. But I ate too much of it. But nice way to top off the meal. And good coffee, too.
Dessert for me was all right. It was ice cream and brownie. It was fine. I don't know. I'm not a big dessert person. I like dessert like when I'm not supposed to have dessert, like in the middle of the day or something. But I don't know. After a big meal, I'm just too full. So I don't know. It was okay.
So I'm all right with the ooey gooey cake. I like the, you know, any kind of dessert that's got some hot and cold thing. It's ice cream and it's a vanilla-ish brownie, which I've learned today is called a blondie, I think. But yeah, it was decent. The only problem is that it's really large and I don't know who's eating meals here and then can finish that thing, and they don't take it away from the table quick enough. So I was like done with it after four bites, but it's still there and I'm probably going to have a few more bites until somebody removes it from the table. So I guess that's a good recommendation for it.
Okay, so, you know, I just was pointing out to Steve, I only like dessert when I'm not supposed to have it in the middle of the day. We recorded that at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, but I meant to say, after a big meal. Like, I like to have cookies instead of food, like regular food, when I shouldn't have them.
All right. Well, I thought it was amazing. All right, so... now, a couple of people have been commenting that because we're recording in the restaurants, that it's, you know, the audio isn't great. This is what those restaurants sound like. These places that are really cavernous and have a lot of kids. You know, we did Sanaa. It was very loud. It was very loud in there. And I just like the... I like doing it in real time. I like doing the review while we're actually having the meal. So just bear with the fact that we can't control the audio in the restaurant. We are going to look at some different microphones to see if we can cut down some of that background noise, but, let's talk about this meal. I've had a love-hate relationship with Liberty Tree Tavern. I will say that for the last, I don't know, four or five times I've eaten there, it's been good. This is not gourmet meal at all. I mean, this is American comfort food. This is turkey and pot roast and pork and stuffing. And
it's just the basics, too. It's nothing really... They don't get too creative with it, either.
But they don't need to. Honestly,
oh, yeah.
It's good. And I got to be honest, at $35, this is a good deal.
Oh, and I wasn't saying that from a negative standpoint. I actually like... I'm like the blandest... taster, or I don't know. There's no words for whatever
mac
I am.
Mac and cheese and chicken nuts.
Yes.
Boring, Steve.
So I wasn't saying that as a bad thing, actually.
Well, I mean, like I said, at $35 a person per adult, this is a good meal. Especially when you consider it's a prime location in the Magic Kingdom. This is a very popular restaurant. It's always full. I mean, it's not be our guest full, but it's a popular place. And a lot of people either love it or hate it. And I have to go out of my way, though, to talk about our server, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best servers I've had,
one of the best cast members I have come across in years. We went so far as to tweet from the Diz account that that afternoon, mm-hmm. you can tweet a compliment to a cast member on Twitter and just use the hashtag cast compliment, and then they'll like go and like have the cast take a picture of the cast member holding up a thank you sign, which I think is really, really cool. Great way to show some love to cast members. This guy was phenomenal. Knew his stuff, not just about the restaurant, but about Disney, about the park. Mm-hmm. He was engaging, he was personable, and I left him a really good tip because he was awesome. So if you get the opportunity, as a matter of fact, what I think you should do, when you make your reservation, if you can make a little note that you want Tyler, you ask for Tyler. He is a great, great server.
He also knew a good balance where, like, some waiters will, like...
Servers
will think that they're part of the conversation and then kind of stick around too long. He kind of had a perfect balance of being interactive.
Oh, he knew how to read the table.
Yeah, yeah. And he once we were ready to eat, he kind of backed away, and he was perfect.
No, mark of a great waiter.
Yeah.
A server, excuse me. I just corrected you on that, and there I said it. Mark of a great server, you know how to read the table. You know when to talk and when not to. But, Charles, what did you think overall?
Well, this is the second time that I've eaten there, and both times have been really good. I know what to expect. I'm not there to be wowed. I want comfort food. I'm getting comfort food. Like I mentioned while we were there, I do have a tendency to, I don't normally overeat, but if I have the option to eat and fill myself as much as possible, I tend to do that. And we had a very long day afterwards ahead of us, and I was weighed down for hours after it. But you don't actually have to do that. That is just something I do, as far as just going in, having a plate, having some dessert, and just eating like a regular human being. You're good. I mean, you're going to enjoy it. You'll be able to fill yourself up. But I was very heavy for the rest of the day. That's not downing the restaurant, though. That's probably just downing
my... Yeah, that's a you problem, not a them problem.
The service, both times I've been there, the service was great. Tyler was awesome. He was very engaging, could read a table, like you mentioned. He was funny, but also, like, took his job as a server seriously. I don't remember the gentleman's name last time I was there, but also did a great job. A good balance of, like... Because it's family style, they could get away with just leaving food on the table and not paying attention to you for an hour. But they do a very good job of like coming in, just checking on you, feeling you out, and then leaving. So both experiences I've had there have been really, really good.
Steve, overall?
Overall, I thought it was a good experience. I don't know. I feel like it's a great place to go this time of year, like I said in the video, but I don't know if it's my like go-to Magic Kingdom restaurant by any means.
I agree. I don't think it's, you know, it's not a go-to restaurant for me, but at the same time, when I say, oh, I haven't eaten at Liberty Tree Tavern and I make a reservation, I look forward to having a meal.
I would agree with that.
I look forward to being there. The atmosphere is really cool, that whole colonial America thing. Mm-hmm. How a restaurant that size has a bathroom that small, I have no idea.
I actually made note of that. They need to, like, renovate that to add more space or do something.
Well, also, because it was built before the ADA requirements, there is not a handicap accessible bathroom in that building. You got to go outside the building if you need an ADA bathroom. But I thought that, they should have fixed that by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... and maybe they have, and I just don't know, but all I know is to get to the bathroom, I had to walk upstairs, and there's no other way to get there, and there's no elevator. That's the only thing I would knock them on. And also, I want to clarify, I had said that I thought the mashed potatoes were average, but, after we were kind of done recording that piece, and, the food was still sitting there, we were waiting on dessert to come, and I found myself... just picking up the mashed potatoes. I'm like, and the more I ate them, the better they were.
I told you.
And they were good. Yeah, I got to say, they were better than average. They were better than average.
The flavor was good. It was the consistency that I didn't really like. They were a little too...
Pasty.
Yeah. And then you put the gravy on it, and it just became one little mush thing. But, I mean, it's not going to ruin your meal. That's just not perfect. But... the one place that they dropped the ball where we all noticed was the mac and cheese.
Yeah, mac and cheese was terrible.
That is kind of unacceptable to me because mac and cheese is really easy to make well. And I remember over at Casey's, they have the mac and cheese hot dog. And I got it one time while we were out there.
and I was really looking forward to it. But the mac and cheese that they put on it was just not great mac and cheese. And, like, the concept was great. I was disappointed. And this felt like the same mac and cheese.
So I can excuse bad mac and cheese at a place like Casey's because it's quick service and they just should be mass producing it. And yes, they are mass producing it at Liberty Tree, but if it's a sit-down restaurant, there should be a little bit more.
It shouldn't be the same.
It shouldn't be like powdered cheese, which I think that this was.
Well, whether it's powdered cheese or what, it when I was eating it, the word that kept coming into my head was plastic. That is not a really good association to make with anything that you're eating. Like, wow, this reminds me of chewing on plastic. That is the only thing. I was really impressed with the green beans, to be honest.
Oh,
they were crisp. They were fresh. There was a garlic on them that was delicious. And, you know, I like green beans. I don't get excited about green beans, but I got excited about these. These were really, really, really good. And the pork was outstanding. I thought the fact that there was a mojo rub on the pork a little outside of theming for the restaurant. Again, we're talking about colonial America. It's supposed to be Americana, American comfort food. So mojo really doesn't fit perfectly with that theme. But I will absolutely give them a pass on that because it was so, so good. The whole thing about the test kitchen being shut down to save money, shame on them. Shame on them.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
But I'm upset that I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
I'm upset that I'm not surprised. I'm upset that, yep, there it is. There it is. We're going to jack the prices up on everything, and they keep jacking the prices up on the restaurants, yet they do something like this. And that bothers me because that is one of those things that Disney fans in particular, but I think a much wider group of people, really came to appreciate. That, wow, this is delicious, and that Disney had the a lot of places won't give you their recipes. A lot of restaurants won't hand them out. That Disney did that was really special. And, you know, used to be what you do is you'd ask for the recipe, they'd take down your email address, and then, you know, within a few weeks, you would get an email from Disney with the recipe. And I thought that was awesome. And now they'll have recipes pre-printed for two or three items. So I think he gave me the recipe for the ooey gooey cake, and they didn't have a recipe for the mojo rub.
Yeah, they were out of two others.
Out of two others, and I'm like, really, really, Disney? I mean, so I was really upset by that. I was really upset by that, but I don't blame the restaurant for that. That's not the restaurant's fault. Overall, scale of 1 to 10. Charles, what do you give it?
I want to say 7.5, 8 maybe. If you know what you're looking for, then yeah.
I would say an 8, but if it's near the holidays, then I'll give it an 8.5, a little boost.
Why does that matter?
I don't know, because it's that food. I wouldn't want to have turkey and pot roast in July.
I want to have turkey and pot roast all the time.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's more fitting this time of year.
Mojo pork is a summer food, Steve. I might be making that up, but it seems like it would be a summer food.
If it was just on the food in the restaurant, I'd give it a 7. Tyler makes it an 8.5. The service was so good. He made it an 8.5, and you cannot underestimate the effect a great server can have on a meal. They can make an average meal extraordinary, and that is exactly what happened here. The food was good. The service was exceptional. You know, kudos to Tyler. But, you know, I like, again, I'm not going to eat at this restaurant every week, but I'm going to continue to look forward to every opportunity I can.
Has anyone had the, like, the a la carte menu here?
Not for a while. We should go back and do the a la carte. That's the lunch. The lunch menu is a la carte.
I'm actually seeing it for dinner, too.
Is it?
Yeah, they have entrees as well.
Okay, I'm not showing that on my menu. I don't think so. No, the menu, we had dinner. That was the dinner menu we had.
So it's just for dinner. You can do all you care to enjoy.
Well, I'm just saying what they put down at the table for us was just explaining what the prefix menu was.
Yeah, they didn't give us an a la carte menu or even give that option.
Yeah, so if you book for lunch, now we booked a 315 ADR for this restaurant and we got the dinner menu. So if you're booking for lunch, I'm going to assume that's before 2 o'clock. There is an a la carte menu, so you're not getting the prefix menu. But, you know, and again, it's, well, you know, you absolutely can do, actually, all you care to enjoy bill of fare. But you, so you can do that. You can do the family style or, you know, cheeseburger, salads, grilled chicken, sauteed shrimp, fish and chips, things like that, all ranging in price from, you know, $16 to $23. And so, yeah, there's that. But overall, great experience and can absolutely recommend a trip to the Liberty Tree Tavern and a real bonus for you if you get Tyler as your server. That will do it for this episode of the Disney Dining Show. We hope you enjoyed it and we'll be back with you again next week. Have a great week, everyone.